Okay. So we're going to hopefully talk about three shiners, three very practical shiners, one that they ask me on Rosh Hashanah, and other two that they ask every year, and the Kippah Sukkah, so let's go. A lady on Rosh Hashanah morning this year, first day Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos, so she very kindly made Kiddush by herself. And she said the Shomanes were the Shabbos and Al Kimberach and Vorepri Agofen. And she had the Zonis, and then she remembered that it's also Rosh Hashanah, so she wanted to know, does she have to repeat Kiddush? So you may all know the halachas, but we'll go over it anyway. The Chiyuv Kiddush by day, Shabbos by day, is not like Friday night. The Chiyuv Kiddush by day is only to make Vorepri Agofen, nothing else. Whereas by night you have a chiyuv, a mitzvah chiyuvus, zochus in Shabbos culture, and that's when you have a full kiddush. But kiddush by day is only the Rabbanon, and was something else covered Shabbos. You learn that from zochus yoyim HaShabbos culture. Why did it say zochus yoyim HaShabbos culture? Why did it not just say zochus HaShabbos culture? So they were chazal and that with the Rabbanon, that also by yoyim, which is the Indian to Mekadosh, that's why they said you should make kiddush by day. But again, the chiyuv is only the actual boi pri agofen. All the rest is only a minute, like we'll see in a minute. And Mishnah Berurah says that the only hagin to before kiddush to say Rishonim or the Shabbos or only Zochus on the Shabbos, and he brings out that some people only say Al Kein Berach, nothing before. And Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do that because you're starting in the middle of a pasuk, you're not allowed to start in the middle of a pasuk and without saying the whole pasuk. So Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it, but the Hadidah, the Rechaim, he used to start say Kiddush only from Al Kein Berach. And that's what he saw from the Hadidah Rav Tzitzer. So Rizicha can't say that it's wrong. Obviously, they have the Yeshem Elismuth, that's going into whether you start from Al Kein Berach or everyone does what their meaning is. Now, Chaznish, it's known that he never said anything beforehand. He just said, Bo Pri Agofen. So why? Why was the Chaznish makpid to not say anything before Kiddush? So Moshe Sternbuch and Shabbos Van Hoggis, he says that, yeah, that's what he saw by the Chaznish. And the reason why the Chaznish didn't say the Shomri or the Pesukim beforehand was because he was choshesh that if he would say the Pesukim beforehand, the people would think that that is a Kiddush. And the Bo'er Pri Agofen is Dama Brocha they're making on the Kiddush, and they're all chatz what the Ikkar Kiddush is. And therefore, in order that people should know what the real Kiddush Shabbos morning is, he was makpid not to say any psukim before Bo'er Pri Agofen. So Moshe Sternbuch says that he has a minig yes to say, but in order to be yotzei the Chazon Ish, he says it all very quietly, but no one can hear. So he's got the minig that he's saying the psukim beforehand, but no one can hear. And if he hasn't got the chashash of the Chaznish, people might think that he's been that the Ikkar Kiddush is the Bishamri, and he says Bo'er Pri Agofen loud, so therefore he knows everything. That's what Moshe Sternbuch says. But what we see from here, that Al Kaponim, that the whole Bishamri, or even on Yom Tov, when you say Eile Me'alde, is only a minig Ba'almas, it's not Ma'akav and Kiddush, and therefore when the lady made, she thought she was saying Rishomri, obviously she thought that was Ikkar Kiddush, but she didn't really understand that the Ikkar Kiddush is a Bo'er Pri Agofen they make afterwards. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference if we say Eile Me'alde or Rishomri, it's still the Ikkar Kiddush. It's now a nice story to finish off this Shaila. The Hani Imri Chaim has once in Tish, and obviously was very busy, and the Gabbom started pushing the Odin quickly, and he said, what do you mean? It's Rosh Hashanah, I want to finish on. Nice, I don't want to be rushed, and because of the whole rush and panic, there was a child that went past, and instead of saying Kedyomtev, he said Kedshabbos. So all the boys said, Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. So then Rechaim said, nothing happened. Why? Because Shabbos, the Rosh Hashanah is Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar. So even though this lady said the Shabbos, and also you have the Rechaim story, that in the Shabbos looked Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar. And that's Gabi Rosh Hashanah. That was the Shaila that I had last week. Now going on to Yom Kippur. I know I don't look like it, but going back 5 years ago, I used to volunteer in Mogen David Adom, you know, it's an ambulance service. I used to do a shift once a week. And Baruch Hashem, we learned many halachas there, practical halachas. And one of the halachas that we learned was that you can't mess around with your life. That people are machmir for all sorts of things. When it comes to Yom Kippur, and after back to when I move back here, I'll tell you a live story that happened in Manchester. I think it was my second Yom Kippur here, I was diving in a shul. And in particular Zimra, the person diving for the Umud ran outside and he saw him running outside and he was willing to saw Khebra that just keep going, they have prayers for everything. And if he's running outside and looks like Zimra, then obviously something was wrong. And he went outside and said he feels faint. So this guy put him down and he knew I had volunteered in Madras, so they called me out. And this person told me, yeah, he had diarrhea for a few days. And he feels faint, and you know the science, and the person has diarrhea for a few days, means that all the liquid has gone out of his body, and he's dehydrating, and with dehydrated Yom Kippur, it can be such a nice foshas. And he wanted to drink, so he wasn't going to take a sack from me. So I went inside and told the rov, there's a guy outside, who's dehydrated, such a nice foshas. So the rov told me, yeah. Breakthroughs, can be sure him, no problem, every 9 minutes. So I said, for now, he needs more than every 9 minutes. Can I push it down 2 minutes? Push it down 2 minutes. But anyway, you see that people, obviously in Kippur, the Chiyuv Krusos, Chayav Kras, I'm not saying that people should not fast. But let's say a person that has diabetes, for sure type 1, even the biggest machmir in the world, who's Ramosh Shaul Klein, he said, clearly, a person with type 1 diabetes should not fast on Yom Kippur. And I've seen myself, fortunately, in Yom Tzimaya, I definitely want Yom Kippur. And by Nishma, someone went down, and he was saying, sugar, sugar, and there you go. So it's not something to play around with. As I saw on the papers on the wall, there's people who call the best in line. They ask for shahada with the doctor and the rub. Drying Yom Kippur is very nice, it's Chiyuv Krusos. But we also have to know that Mishabir and Shinichov Chas and Hilchos were on Shabbos, when he talks about the people that want to be frim and not do what the doctor says, that Mishabir calls them Chos and Shota. But we're here to do what Moshe wants us to do, not what we think we want to do. That's Gabim Kippur. Moving on to Sukkos, Shalom, which comes up every year and it's practical in most people's houses, is most people have a Sukkah at the back of the house. Why it works out that way, most people sleep on the back of the house, not an extension or not extension, and one of the walls is patio, and the other wall is either entrance to the dining room or to the kitchen. Now the question is, are they allowed to open the doors on Sukkos for a few reasons? Number one is, there's a din in Hilchos Shabbos, in Shin Tes Vov, by not making mechitza hamateres on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. So if you need a mechitza for a certain purpose, halacha did, you're not allowed to make it on Shabbos. Yeah? Or oil, you're not allowed to make. A wall, you're allowed to make. But if the wall is making a halacha, something changed halachically, you're not allowed to make it on Shabbos. So we have a shaila, if one of these walls, if the doors are going to take away a wall on Sukkos, by me opening it, I'm going to make it Sukkah from kosher to pasul and vice versa.
You have got three walls without the
pasul. Let's say we'll take an example. Let's say a person builds on a house, he builds on a room, onto his dining room, and he builds it along the whole length.
Three walls in his dining room.
So let's say this is his house until now, yeah? And here's his dining room. Here's his dining room. Now he builds a wall, he builds a sukkah here, but he carries on all the way to here. And he puts a roof over there, in the corner. So here's got a patio, here's got a wall, and here's got the doors that used to be the wall of his house there, and now he's got walls and doors into his dining room. So he's got two doors here, a wall, and a patio on that side. So two of his walls are doors. Yeah? So you have a problem with pizza materas. Number two, that by opening and closing the doors on Sukkos, does my Sukkah become kosher or pasul? Number three, everyone knows there's a Yisoy the Hilchos Sukkah called Taaseh V'lo Minaaseh, which means I can't first put maskach, we'll see to you when you can and you can't. You can't first do the schach and then put the walls. Because the schach has to be first kosher. You can't make something schach automatically there, but putting the schach under the closed roof. And you put it on the first time. So all these three shiners come up on a yearly basis, so let's go through it quickly and clearly. Everyone knows that for a sukkah to be kosher, you have to have two walls and a tefach. What does tefach mean? Tefach doesn't mean that you have this, that you have two walls and a tefach. Yeah? Tefach means tefach sofer, which means you have to put a tefach within just by three tefachim away from the wall. So automatically I have labud, four tefachim. Yeah? When I have four, when I have four tefachim, then I have three labud, one beam, one tefach, so I have four. So I have a roiv of a kosher wall, which is seven tefachim. So once I have roiv, then with the raisa, I have three walls. And Chazal said that that's not enough. You have to have, let's say, you have one tefach, you have three, gap of three tefach, so I have four. Now Chazal added on, you have to have another beam by seven, yeah? And then you have either towards the Pesach or not towards the Pesach to your other beam. So now I have proper seven tefachim. It's not seven tefachim, it's three gap, tefach, beam, yeah? Five, six, two tefachim gap, and another beam. Yeah, so to be yotze midaraisa, you have to have two walls, gap of three, and one stick, which will make it four tefachim, so I have roiv. Like Chazal said, it's not enough roiv, I have to have another stick, two tefachim away from that, which is a lobot to that stick, so I have seven altogether. That's all brought down in Tofrei Shlamed, Sif Aleph, and Beis, if you want to see there. Now, tefach in centimeters, Yavim Chaimnoi holds 8 centimeters, Chaznish holds 9.6. So together, Filip Chaimnoi, to have 7 tefachim, your wall has to be 56 centimeters. And the Filip Chaznish, 67.2. So, if you have a wall, 7 tefachim, you have two walls, and 56 on one side, or 67 Filip Chaznish, and you have three walls, kosher, chaladins. So therefore, in the shadow we're talking about, if I have one wall, let's say the patio doors don't open, I have two walls, and you already have even before the doors 60 centimeters, then the shadow doesn't start. I'm opening, closing doors. Opening, closing doors only starts when I'm going to take away one of the walls. If I'm not taking away this 60 centimeters, then I always have three walls, I'm not to ever want on shadows. So let's go back to this case, and you've built on the back extension and you put the roof in the corner. So you have a patio door over there, one wall, and over here also you have two doors that open to your dining room. Now by opening the walls to the doors to the dining room, then I have just one wall, patio, and no wall here, that's my third wall. So that's what I'm talking about. If a guy has that sort of sukkah, can you open these two doors?
Source of person, so has he got a source of person?
It's all to the ceiling.
Yeah. If he opens those doors, has he got a source of
person? Yes, if he hasn't got a source of person, we're going all the way up. Mm. We can have vice versa. Some people have door patio doors nowadays, they go all the way to the ceiling. So it could be vice versa in the question. Now, by Mechitza Materis, the Mechaba says the reason why Mechitza Materis is also, as like we said before, that Mechitza, normal Mechitza, is mutter to make on Shabbos. When I'm making mechitza materis, that changes it into mechitza kavua, and to make a mechitza kavua is asal's binyan. Now, if mechitza was there before Shabbos, one tefach open already, then you have a din that once it's there, mechitza ready, to open it further, I'm not making mechitza materis, because mechitza was always there before Shabbos. I'm just extending what it was. So therefore, in the case of a sukkah, if I would have a tefach of wall before the doors, and then the doors swing open and close, because I have a tefach there before Shabbos, if By me closing the door, opening the door, I'm not making or taking away Mechitza Materas, I'm just making it smaller, bigger. Mechitza Materas is always there. Right? So therefore, we'll see in a second, make it even clearer. So if the, without any hinges, we have a normal, these folding Mechitzas, you open that, if it was ready to open one tefach on Shabbos, you can open it further. Now we're going to move on to the next case where you have on the hinges on the door. Now hinges on the door, what's the whole question that we're worried about Mechitza Materas because it's boina. And normally I can't build any, a normal Mechitza I'm allowed to build because there's no binyan. Now Chazal said if I'm making, changing the halachic status, that makes it into binyan. But if it's already built, the handle is on the hinges on the door, and it's already called binyan, there can't be more binyan than already on the door. Therefore Mechitza Materas, which is on the door, which is on the hinges, sorry, there's no Mechitza Materas. Because the whole Mechitza Materas is because of binyan. The reason why I can't make a Mechitza Materas is because of binyan on Shabbos. If it's on the hinges, which means that there's no binyan on it anymore, it's part of the house, so I can't be over on binyan, it's already built, I'm not doing any more. And therefore we have a door to open and close sukkah doors on sukkahs. It's not a problem on Mechitza Materas. Because there's no binyan, it's already built, it's on the hinges. Now, we're going to move on to Tasa, but let me know also. Because I'm going to say, if it's very nice, Mechitza Materas, I haven't got an issue. But what about Tasa, but let me know also. When the doors are open, I only have one wall or two walls, I haven't got a third wall. Now, if it must have to be kosher, I have to have three walls. So it comes out when the doors are open, it means there's chachal there without any wall, it should be possible. And therefore, we're going to have a problem on Tasa, but let me know also. So, funnily enough, there's a machlokes whether a person puts on schach before he puts on walls, you probably wouldn't think that's possible. Yeah? The Ramon says that you should put schach on before the walls. So, the Taz learns that's not just a should, it's a chiyuv. Yeah, the Taz learns because he learns that the law of schach is there has to be a sukkah, but the schach has to be an oil. And it's only an oil for have walls.
How does it have walls?
Sorry?
If a schach has to have walls.
No, the sukkah has to have walls, and then the schach is kosher. Mm-hmm. That's how Tazlan. Tazlan, if you put it the other way around, the Tazlan is possible. It's not a nice thing. Tazlan, if you put the schach on for the walls, possible. But the Brit Yosef, because the Chidor and the Bach, they hold that it's just a shud. If one put it on, if one puts schach on beforehand, the sukkah is still kosher.
So
is the gentleman that's schach on? One second, let me finish up because time is running out. So for the fee the Taz, the fee the Brit Yosef and the Bach, and even if you're going to say Taz for also, there's never Taz for also here. Because I'm allowed to make the chatchila, even if I make the roof before the walls, it's also kosher. If I would open and close it on Shabbos, then it's fine. And Mishabru passed me on the Taz. He says, no, he takes on the Taz, that a person would make those chach before the walls, possible. Now, so to get around the Mishabru, then we have a different club. And we ask, you should all be asking the question yourself, how would I have to close the roof on Sukkot? On Sukkot, Taz, and also, when I close the roof, then it's going to be making this chach possible. So now suddenly when I open it, and then this chach just suddenly comes kosher by itself, but I'm not mechuyav to pick it up and down. And now the teretz is kosher, that once it's made behetah, even if something else happens afterwards, and because it was nasa behefsha, then you don't take taz lemon also. So therefore, what the same thing over here. This mechuyav is bach, and the Brit Yosef, and the Ramon and the Taz is only, and I'm building it, for the first time, I'm building my sukkah going upwards, do I have to put the walls in first, or can I put the schach in first? But kula moida, if I built it normally, I built the walls, then the schach, and then in the middle of the sukkah, huge wind came, and blew my walls down, and then no tiles were also, because it was made by hefsha, it's like closing the roof. And therefore, in all circumstances, to open and close your patio doors or your sliding doors on sukkahs, you won't have any problem on Mechitza Materas, you won't have any problem tasking on the Ulster because it was made by Hefsha. So you have to make sure when you make the sukkah for the first time that the doors are all closed and you have all your Mechitzas.
kosher, but in Shams, because he said if you just put it, it's chatas clearly, it's still kosher.
Yeah, that's what we're in Shams.
Yeah.